1978 года. Торонто. Костер. Subdivision and so the parts the economies and divided into Boston streams, things like this. That's just a kind of tips of the and that the yes, you take a four dimensional polytope and subdivide it like this, then you get a certain tacky triangle here. He was interested in the simplest example of a group generated by reflections, namely the group which is a symmetry group of a regular figure. And it was really generalizing that idea to other kinds of simplexes that led to this notation, from my point of view, asking for a simplex in any number of dimensions that had all its angles sub-multiples of pi. And I represented the faces of the simplex by the nodes of the graph and joined them up with the acute angle between them. And when I was at Princeton, I wrote about these things and I had some conversations with Hermann Weyl attended his lectures. Actually, I suppose he was lecturing on eight groups at that time. And he saw that this was relevant to his work, so he was interested. And I had this work published in the Annals of Mathematics, I think, dated by the or something like that. So, and then two years later, Ernst Witt, yes, became interested, and he wrote his paper on three groups, which he adopted this notation. And I was under the impression that it was he who changed the notation by putting a double edge when the mark was to be four. At least in case unmarked, but it was an angle of variable three. So he changed my notation in his paper by putting these double edges on my graph. And after that, I was under the impression that you had been influenced by the works of Witt and had adopted his notation, but you actually got that idea independently.
This was during the war. This was done in 1944. Yes. In that period of time, I don't think that most observation that if you introduce an order and took a simple rule that everything could be done in a hermetic way, and I had not seen at that time any pictures of such type. So this is a pure coincidence that I have the same, it's the same limitations.
That gives one a feeling that this must be the right notation, but you get in different places.
Yes, that's right. And do you know, of course, that now they apply these diagrams in many fields?
Yes.
Classification of diffeomorphisms and whatever else, singularities of diffeomorphisms, for example.
Right. It's very interesting to see how it has extended in many different directions.
And have you heard that they apply this, try at least to apply these things in nuclear physics, in the theory of elementary particles?
I hadn't actually done that, that's very interesting.
Quite well known physicist, Yuval Neyman, who worked for some time in England and then in Tel Aviv University. I met him and he told me, and also some other people in Dubna, for example, in the Soviet Union, and here at the University of Montreal, French University, that they try to apply and they use these things for the theory of elementary particles. They try to classify the behavior of elementary particles using this theory of subgroups, of subalgebras, of Lie algebras, and inclusions between, and all this stuff. So I have heard, received all, even some publications of CERN, I believe, this, the European Center of Nuclear Physics, where they gave, they have done quite a elaborate computations of not only of course these diagrams are simple, but if you can see the subgroups or linear representations, you have these diagrams with some positive integers which describes the principal weight of the linear representation, and such kind of diagrams were computed using computers some very, very sizable tables.
Is that this? I have one more thing I'd like to show you. Did you ever see this?
This is very close, of course, to
a slight change here, which is very much related to what you have been doing.
I recognize this route. You have to join. Yes. I believe that I have published something like that approximately at the same time in 1951 in this kind of diagrams in the Columbia of Soviet Academy of Sciences. I call this extended diagram or something like that. But I'm sure that at that time you have not seen any of my
analytics actually. And yes, the little interesting difference between the B and the C. You see, in the original notation, I would have had a double, or rather, in your notation, I put a double B
yes.
in here. Mm-hmm. But now there is a distinction here. with these numbers put under the notes rather than the digits. And here, the two here.
Yes,
in the yes, in a special way, and it's a coefficient in one of these quadratic forms. Actually, you probably have seen those quadratic forms as coming in as being relevant to this work. And when you have your double edge with an arrow mark,
yes, that's exactly the same.
That corresponds to whether you have the two at the one end or the other end. So it really is a form of the same
So, of course, because of our isolation, we have rediscovered many things which were very well known before. Yes, that's right. But have you seen my article about semi-simple sub-algebras of simple Lie algebras or inclusions between algebras. I have developed there some additional technique of this diagram. It was translated in American.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
you have said it. Yes, but of course, this is the same. Yes. The minimal vectors is just the same as simple roots.
Right, exactly. Right. Just another name for the same
thing. Same.
Thank you.
But at that time, this was my papers were published in Математический сборник и доклады. But you...
This is just a branch of in a different direction, maybe. You see, there are our coefficients. And here.
Yes. Yes, may work. These numbers refer to angles, or not? This five.
It's a little bit more complicated than that. It's not precisely an angle. These are the familiar diagrams with the four here for the double. When P is equal to 2. Now the P that I put here is the period of the reflection. Because if your space is unitary instead of Euclidean, then you can just put a reflection of any period.
I see. And yes, I see. So this is a really different direction.
It's a different direction. But I thought you were putting it
to the second. If you have some spare things, I would appreciate, but I'm afraid that you have only the only copies now.
Yes, I'm afraid that this is so, but what I will do is make a photocopy of this. I will do that. This
new.
And so I can give it to you this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And I have given it
further into
this. very earliest
what is the simplest way to describe this system of generators? What characteristic property of this system of generators? Of course, you can select in many different ways the system of generators.
Yes, well, I can explain that quite simply, I think. This is the very first thinking symbol that was
of course, Yes.
And here I have the generators, like each of these manuals.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply said that these were such that when they were not joined, they were commutative. And when they were joined, then the product was a period 3.
Uh-huh.
And I related that to the representation of those generators by reflecting hyperplanes, in this case in 6 dimensions. And when the generators were not joined, that meant these hyperplanes were applied to the cruise like these. And when they were joined with an angle of 3, then they had this angle, and they were joined with an unmarked shape. And I noticed that if you did have a simplex in which all the angles were either pi by 2 or pi by 3 or pi by 4, pi by 5, and so on, then if you reflect in all those hyperplanes, you get a group in which this simplex is fundamental region.
Yes, so your starting point was this fundamental, simplicial fundamental region. I see. And this is a way to, of course, this is a way to describe it.
Yes,
I see. I see. And this is a general definition which could be applied to all the cases.
That's right.
I see. Yes. I was told recently that in the Soviet Union, after my departure, they gave official instruction to all publishing houses not to use my name with respect to these diagrams, but unfortunately it would be only fair to call them Coxeter diagrams instead. But they request now to call them simply diagrams of simple roofs without any names.
That's a little bit like what happened in 1850 when Harrison discovered the quaternions and Graves discovered the octaves, and Cayley noticed